and his friends. This year should be a special schus for Arvon Imi Marasi Sheyichyu. Le'nishmas Mar says to Bas Reb Shmuel, and the schus Moshe Rabin Teshedina, Moshe Gavriel Ben Yehudis, and Shein Vulchana Bas Malka. The Gemara in Maseches Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Beis, tells us that there was a fellow who was sitting on someone else's land, and he brought over a shtar. He said to him, "What are you doing on my land?" And the fellow said, "I have a shtar." The other guy says, "The shtar is counterfeit," and he's whispered to Rabbi, "It's counterfeit, but still, I had a good shtar and it got lost. I figured I'll use something, but I really had a good shtar." So Rabbi says, "Malo l'shakar, what did he have to lie for? He could have just said it was a good shtar. The other fellow had no proof it was a bad shtar. So we believe him." And same story with money this time. And Rabbi says, again, we believe him. In both cases, Rav Yosef argues with Rabbi and says, no. What is he basing himself on? This shtar. The shtar is gornish. The shtar that he showed is nothing. So we don't accept what he says. In the first case, it's with land. In the second case, with money. He says, you owe me $1,000. The other fellow says, no, I don't. The shtar is mezuyif. And then he says, yeah, but I he whispers to Rabbi, I had a good shtar. So Rabbi says, ma'alo l'shakar, we believe him. And Rav Yosef says, he's somech on this shtar. The shtar is chas ba'alma, it's garnished. So the Gemara says that the halacha is like Rabbi in the land case, because since he's holding on to the land, hecha de kaimar tekum, since where their land is, let it stay, and he's sitting on the land, so let him stay on the land. And the halacha is like Rav Yosef with the money, because whoever has the money, let him keep the money. Meaning the person with the shtar, who says, you owe me money, doesn't get to receive the money, because the money stays where it was. Money stays where it was. The hechad kai mezuzah lukmei. So we pass like Rav Yosef that we don't accept the shtar, and the money stays where it was. And this Tosis writes, Chosakat say to Rabbi Ba'aro, that the Rashbam explained, the Masaf Gleich Man Hechos, we don't know what the halacha is like. We don't know who the halacha is like. So since the Gemara is Mesupik, the Gemara says what it says, that where the land was, it stays. In his rishos, in his possession, so he gets to keep it, and where the money was, it stays. It was in the rishos of the lova. The lova gets to keep it. Tzarich litchok ulefarish ulechalik ben sveka de cherei trei lesveka de dina. So we have to mechalik between a suffik of two and two, and a suffik bedin. Here it's a sveka de dina. There's also something called Sveka de Trei U'Trei, when you have two against two. What's an example of that? An example is a fellow named Bar Shatya and Ksubas Davchov. Sometimes he was a Shaita, sometimes he was a Bar Das. He sold his land. And then after some time, he said that I wasn't a Bar Das when I sold it. Two Eidim come and they said, when he was a shota, he sold it. The mechir is not a mechir. Another two Eidim said, no. He sold it when he was healthy. So Rav Ashi says, Trei uki trei lahadei trei, two against two. Uki memona b'cheskes bar shatya. And let the money stay in the rishus of bar shatya. Let the... says in the Gemara Mamona, but it means the karka, the rishus bar shatya, because we have a suffix trei u'trei. So in the Gemara Ksubis, who do we give the land to? Marakama, bar shatya. So why don't we say here also in both cases, let's stay with the marakama. But in the case of the karka, it doesn't stay with the marakama. It goes to the person who is sitting on the land now. So what's the difference? What's it in the bar shatya case in our case? Why there do we say marakama and here we don't? So you have to be mechalik between Sveka de Trei U'Trei and Sveka de Dina. So the chiluk is there, it's two against two. They cancel each other out. So we give it back to the Marakama. But here, we have a suffik bedin. Who does the din follow? Rabbi or Rabbi Yosef? There you don't say give it to the Marakama and take it away from the Muchzuk. So when it comes to Trey Utrey, the Marakama gets it. When it comes to Sveka Dedina, the Muchzuk gets it. So Rosh Hashbam holds, when it comes to Sveka Dedina, you don't give it to the Marakama. Give it to the one holding it now. Ad kan mi divrei atesis. Ayin be Mishnah Lamelech, famous Mishnah Lamelech, in the second paragraph of Hilchos Tumas Tzeras, Halacha Aleph, he explains the Talmud of Efshel Omer the Lashach Lomer Ruki Gavre Cheskase El Besofik De Metzius Darmini Ruki Gavre Cheskase. You can only say to Bimami the person on his Chazaka when it's a Sofik in Metzius. That we say Bimami the Gavre on his Chazaka. Ach Bevade Nasim Maisim Misafkel and Milsa Heicha Agmere Rachmana Lamoshe Lashach Lomer Gavre Cheskase Balachni Agmere. So when it comes to a Sofik in the Metzius, we say, let's be mamid and it's chazaka. So in the case of Barashatya, we have a suffix in the Metzius, was he a shaita, was he healthy when he sold the land? So there we stay with the chazaka de meikara. But let's say, bevadei nasa maisa, let's say a maisa was definitely done. You know there was a proper maisa here. We just don't know what the din is in this maisa. It's not a suffix in the Metzius. It's a suffix in the Din. What did God tell Moses? You can't say Bimama, the person is Chazaka Bachi Agmere. And that's what God told Moses. Just because a person has a Chazaka to make Kara, that doesn't mean God told Moses that way. What, because of this guy's Chazaka? Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu differently. So that you're not Mamina Chazaka to make Kara when it comes to Sveika de Dina. Only when it comes to Sufik in the Metzius. Chilik zeo nochem ve'enai. And this chilik is correct in my eyes. However, Reb Shimon in the Shari Yosher, Shari Beis, Perek Tes, Divur Masav Chenirali is masig on this. And he writes, Advarim eile kamoshe menem miskablim li. I don't get it, as we would say. The gamba sveika de uvda, even when you have a Sufik in the Metzius, what, because he has a chazaka to make her, that's going to change the Metzius? You're not sure when the mikvah lost its water. So because the guy who went in has a cheskas tame, you're going to say that he remains tame. That means that the water was nechzar before he went in. Maybe the mayim was nechzar after he went in and he's tar. So just because you don't know the Metzius doesn't mean that the Chazaka de Meikar is correct. And you're Mesupik when you take like the Gemara and Yuma in at the beginning, that it says there when you have a Cheskas Tevel. When you have a Cheskas Tevel, and then you're Mafresh from wine, one barrel of wine another, and you find that after the other barrel was vinegar. So, since it had a cheskas tevel, you assume the other wine became vinegar, and it's not shrimis and maisus. What you took is not considered valid truma, and it remains tevel, as it says in the Mishnah. Haya boydek es achavis, the os mafresh la truma v'halech v'akach nimsa chometz. So the wine became chometz. So kol shalosh yamim v'adai. So the first 3 days we assume it was yayin, everything's cool. From here on in, it's a suffix. And the Gemara there concludes who's the Tana in the Chavis case, in the barrel case? It's Reb Shimon. Because the Gabe Mikveh, he is a suffix. So here also he's a suffix. But according to the rabbis, it's Vaday Tevel. Why? Because since we had a chazak of it being Tevel earlier, we were trying to be mafresh, so we say it remains Tevel. So Reb Shimon says, what? Because there's a cheskas Tevel. We know that that was the Metzias. The Metzias was that it became Chometz. How does the Chazaka change the Metzias? For Biyarn Alel, Danyan Chazaka Levara Metzias. Chazaka can't be Mavara Metzias for us. So what's Pshat in this Tosis, in the Mishnah Melech? The Chilik between Shrei U'Shrei, where we're Mamara Cheskas Marakama, and Sveika Dedina, where we're Mamara, where we're not Mamara Cheskas Marakama. Whoever's the muhsuk gets to keep it. So we're going to go on the derech of Moreno Rabbeinu Agon Rabbi Abba Berman Zetzal. It's the $1 million his Torah says, so geschmack. Mamsh, that's the best, I think the best definition. It's so sharp and clear and to the point. Deep. So he says as follows, this is his shiurim to Bavim Basran, Shir Chof Aleph. It says in Kiddushin, that if you have a mikveh that was measured and was found to be chaser, so all the tyrus that were nasu al gabov, that were done on this based on this mikveh, whether it's shseyachim or shsarabim, doesn't matter. Everything is tameh. And the Gemara says because you have tarati l'reisa. Before that, the Gemara says, Gemara says that the person who went in, the reason it's tame is because he has a cheskas tuma going in. Gemara says, "Adirav, hamei mikvah cheskas, so the mikvah is a cheskas being shalem." And let's say lo chaser. And then the Gemara says, "All right, but arei chaser lefanecha, so you have tarati l'reisa. It's chaser in front of you, and he was tame going in, so that's the tarati l'reisa." Zok the Ritva. Anybody who went into this mikveh and touched something, that becomes tame. All the tyrus that he touched become tame. That's what it means when it says in the Mishnah, anything he touched going in becomes tame. Anything he touched after going to this mikveh is tame, because you assume he's still tame. Because he went in tame, so he comes out tame. Because he's a cheskas tuma. And this is the Ritva writes for Kashlan, Maizlan Abbas Cheskas Tama. Why do we go after his Cheskas Tama? Why don't we go after the Cheskas Tyre of everything he touched and not be Matami the Misafik? So answers the Ritva, we can say that since he definitely touched them, there's no longer a Chazaka. And so to Lebenida, the Beis Hillel, that a Nido who sees blood, we say Lemafreya, Meis Leis, last 24 hours she's Matami, all the Tyres. Aye, why don't we go after their Cheskas Tyre? Why do we go after her Tuma? Because she definitely touched them, the tyrus go out of their chazaka. So to hear, he definitely touched them, so they lose their cheskas tyra. So who can need a gufa? So what she touched is like she herself. So whenever there's a vaday maga, we don't go after the cheskas tyrus. Only if there's a suffix maga, then we go after the cheskas tyrus. With a vaday maga, we don't go after the cheskas tyra anymore, and we're able to be metame. So here also there's a Vade Maga. You don't know if the person was Tamei or Tar when he touched it, but since there's a Vade Maga, it loses its Cheskas Tyra, and the person himself had a Cheskas Tumah, or the woman herself had a Cheskas Tumah, and Memela, what they touch is Tamei. Ad kan chidusho hamar ish ala Ritva. But medar freshtein, vazok the Ritva. Sarich bir besvaris haRitva, since the Vade Naga behem ben chazaka, just because he definitely touched them, there's no chazaka. You can't say that the biur is that since mitad tzarti the reisa, there's a psak din vade tum al adam. Because the Ritva says this lagabe nida, the metamel mafrei leis leis. And there it's only tum as suffix. So you can't say it's a psak din tum as vade. There it's only suffix, as we see in davov, that by truma tolin with lochem below sarfim, you don't actually burn it because only suffix tummy. And the Ritva says that since the nida definitely touched, they lose their chazaka. V'danim suffix kinida gufa. Also, lashon Ritva tzmashma is not a psak din vaday ala adam, and rather because he was vaday nogeya dinat kinida gufa. It's like the nida herself. It's like the tummy person himself. So what's pshat in the Ritva? Pshat is maybe as follows: that besvek is the two inyanim. There's the etzem hadin suffik, and then there's the oifen hasuffik. Ulamoshal beget shenizrak suffik karav lo, suffik karav lo. You have a get that was thrown. Suffik karav lo, suffik karav lo. You're not sure if it was close to him or was close to her. If it's closer to him, no get. Closer to her, good get. So again, you have two inyanim. You have the etzem adin suffik and the ofen asuffik. You have the law of the suffik and the type of suffik. So an example of that would be where you throw this get, suffik karav lo, suffik karav lo. Etzem adin suffik hu beisha, im nizgarish ola. So the etzem din suffik is in the woman. Was the woman mizgareshes? Or was she not mizgareshes? Vas suffik im aget haya karav lo, karav lo. Hurak oifen asafik. The suffik, if the get was closer to him or closer to her, is the type of suffik we have. The din suffik is the woman, is she divorced or not? The din suffik is the woman, is she divorced or not? Suffik karav la is the oifen asafik. That's the form that the suffik takes. But the din is she divorced or not? The din isn't, did it come closer to her or closer to him? The din is she divorced? The oifen asafik, is it closer or closer to him? So the Ritz is mechadesh that by tyrus, shenaga b'hem ha'odom, hadin safik ain't about tyrus atzman. When it comes to tyrus that a person touches, the din safik is not in the tyrus themselves, because the person definitely touched them. The din safik is in the person. Is the person tamei or not? So it emerges according to this, that the din safik by tyrus is the person tamei or not? So since the whole din suffik is in the person, memela tshayich, that the memela it's not shayich that their cheskes tyra should help. Their din is like the person, because the din suffik is on the person. The din suffik is in the person. Is the person tamei? Or is the person not tamei? That's the shaila. Is the person tamei? Or is the person not tamei? So memela, everything's going to flow from that. So you can't talk to me about the cheskes tara of this item, because the din suffik is in the person. Was he tamei or tar? The din suffik isn't in the tyrus, because you know that the tyrus were touched. You know that there was maga here. Now what's the only shaila after you know that there was maga? That the tyrus were touched. What was the status of the person when he touched them? So the sharish suffix in the person. So that's the din suffix. So memela we understand that it all depends on that, on the person. The person has a cheskes tumah, so whatever he touches also gets tumah. V'chor it's shver from mikvah shenim din it's a chaser. Because we say there's tarati l'reisa, right? There's two strikes against it, cheskes tamei and chaser lefanecha. And there also the din suffik is not in the person who's being toivel, it's in the mikvah. He was definitely toivel, just like there was definite negiah in the previous case, he was definitely toivel. Shaila is, was the mikvah shalem or chaser? So why should the cheskes tumah of the person determine anything? He should be like the mikvah, which has a cheskes shalem. V'chein kasha gal be'amanas isa, another kasha, k'subas yadalit, a woman shenisis l'suffik cholo. A woman marries a suffik cholo. So there we say, ma'amidimos of the cheskes kashrus l'kahuna. We say that we're ma'amid this woman, that she was kashrus l'kahuna, the person's not a cholo. There also, the din suffik's not the one, it's in the suffik cholo. She was definitely nevelis lo. She tells her what's his status. So why should her cheskes kashrus help? So we could be mechalik as follows. That legabe adam shenaga beiso, when someone touches something, you know he was tamei. Originally, you don't know if now he's tamei or not, and he touches the iso. The suffix is a suffix of kabbalas tuma. The kabbalas tuma, the tuma of the mekabel flows from the tuma of the metame. That the mekabel receives the inyan tuma of the metame. So there we say that the din suffix is not in the iso. The din suffix is in the person, because the person, if the iso became tame, it's because of the tuma of the person. And therefore, the din suffix of the iso is on the person, because it all flows from the person's tuma. Shenken b'suffix tefilas ha'adam b'mikvah. There the suffix is, was the person tara le tefilah b'mikvah or not? Now the inyan of tyra is only an inyan of shlila. This is a chiddush here. Listen to this. The inyan of tyra is shlila, it's negated. Tara is not an actual metzias. It's a lack of tuma. It's an absence of tuma. You can't say something. This is very. There's a lot of parallels in the thought of the Rav Abba Berman and Rav Amiel in the Midos Lecheker Halacha. Same type of shprach. So here you have an inyan of heyader tumah. You have an inyan of shlila, of negated. It's not. Tara is a lack of tumah. One can argue, no. Tumah is a lack of tara. He says, no. Tara is a lack of tumah. It's an inyan sheb shlila. So you can't say that when something is an inyan sheb shlila, it's something negated. It's a lack thereof, something else flows from it. Only in Shebechiv, only something positive like Tumah, you could say something flows from it. But not something negative like Tara, which is just the lack of, the absence of Tumah. Vim came lo shayich loymar, that Tara shelo adam noivas mea mikvah. It's not shayich to say that the Tara of a person flows from the mikvah. Why not? Because the mikvah is a metayer. So you can't say that the Tara of a person flows from the mikvah, because in Inyan Sheba Shlila there's no flowing. Inyan Sheba Shlila can't give over. So what's the pshat then? The pshat is that the mikvah is the way through tevila that a person becomes tahor. But not that he gets his actual tahor from the mikvah. By being tevil in the mikvah, then he becomes tahor. But it's not that the tahor is hamikvah is metahor him. So therefore, if that's the case, the suffix is the mikvah chaser or not? The suffix, if the mikvah is chaser or not, is just a chetimtzi, just a means. The oifen shel ha-suffix. Shel ha-adam im nitar olo. Remember, we discussed before the oifen ha-suffix and the din suffix. So the shlemus of the mikvah is the oifen ha-suffix. The oifen ha-suffix is, in order for him to be tar, there needs to be a shalem mikvah. So the shaila is, was it chaser or not? So that's the oifen ha-suffik. The oifen ha-suffik and the din tum is on the person. But the oifen ha-suffik is, was the mikvah tara or not? But you can't say the din tara is in the mikvah, because you can't say that's an inyan sheba shlila. So shlila can't, no dinim flow from shlila. And somebody else's, the person's tara can't flow from the mikvah if the tara is an inyan sheba shlila. Rather, the oifen he becomes tars by being total in a shalim mikvah. And memela, if he went in the shalim dikam mikvah, that's the way in which he is tar. We don't say his tar stems from the mikvah. He does this maisa tvila, and the shayla is he tar or not? That's the din suffik. And the oifen as suffik is the mikvah shalim or not? So the etzem din suffik is in the person himself, since the inyan tar shalom inyan shalom velo shalom mikvah. And therefore, the chaskas tara of a person is effective. B'chenuar bir ba'almanas isa, same thing by almanas isa. So again, so the inyan of tyra is his own inyan, it's not the inyan of the mikvah. So you can say that this person's cheskes tyra is going to be effective. Or the person's cheskes tumah. In our case, the person had a cheskes tumah. So we said, because he's a cheskes tuma, and a rechaser lefanecha. We said, wait a second, the mikvah is a cheskes tara. So the chazaka de meikara should beat ultimately the achrei chaser lefanecha. And the teretz is not, because the din safik is on the person, and he has a cheskes tuma. Just the mikvah, the how much is in the mikvah is the oifen as safik. But the din safik is in the person, and mimele is tummy. He remains tummy. So is the beer on Manas Isa. Well, even there, the psul, her psul, doesn't come from the challah. Because she doesn't get his psul. If she's nevelis l'mamzer, she doesn't become a mamzeris. If she's nevelis l'challah, she doesn't become a chalolis. But since he's pasul, his bi is a bias psul, and that passes her l'kahuna. So the suffix is of whether or not he's a chalol. It's only hechetimsi va'oifen shall a suffix shalishin ischalolo. So the oifen a suffix is he a chalol? We know they had bia, but is he a chalol? That's the type of suffix that we have. That's the nature of the suffix. And the din is on her. You can't say the din is on him, because we're wondering about her. And her bia with him is only a means towards getting her to tumah. But she's not becoming him. She doesn't become a chalolis. So he's not the din safik, whether or not he's a chalol. The oifen safik is he a chalol. But since she doesn't become a chalolis, we can't say that our shaila about her, this almanas isa, whether she's tahara or tumea, is going to be talui in him. It's going to be talui in her. Because in him, that's the oifen safik, is he a chalol or not. But she's not becoming him. So the shorish hadin is not with him, but rather shaila was she mischalelis or not? So since the din suffik is talay in her, since that she was mischalelis, ayde bias psul is her inyan, she's not getting his inyan. She's not becoming a chalelis. She's just becoming mischalelis through a bias psul. That's her inyan. So the focus here is on her. The sharash suffik is on her. Just the way, the nature of the suffik is a chalol or not. But the din, but since she's not becoming a chalolis, we don't say that's the sharash din suffik. The din suffik is her. Is she a chalolis or not? What's her din? So there we can say, since the shayla is what's her din, independently, was she mischalolis ayde bias psul or not? So we can be mamed her on her chazak or her cheskes tara. So based on this, chiluk between the case of the person touching something, is it tamei or not, where the din safik is on the person, whereas when it comes to the mikveh case and the chalol, the almanas isa case, the shaila is not on the originator of the psul of the, let's say the mikveh or the chalol. But rather the shaila is in the person, as we were mechalik. So we can explain the svar of the Rashbam, that a suffik is not effective, lo mahanya a chazaka is not effective, a chazaka de meikara, if you have a sveika de dina. Why not? Because lagabe suffik mitzias, like suffik karavla, suffik karavla, we already explained the din suffik is bedin ha'isha, is she magurashis or not magurashis, she's the din suffik. Oifen as suffik is was it closer or closer to him, but the din suffik is in the woman, is she divorced or not? And the suffik mitzias is again just the oifen as suffik. How do we have a din suffik ala isha? Because he had this get that was thrown. So since the din suffik is in the isha, memela her chazaka is going to be effective to be a mamader becheskes eishes ish. That's when it comes to a suffik in mitzias. When it comes to a suffik in mitzias, we go with the din suffik, and this woman, the shaila is on her, and she was a eshesish, so she's going to remain an eshesish. We don't know what happened, so we assume that there was no change. But we allow her suffik to win. We allow her suffik to decide, because she is the focus. The din suffik is on her. Since the din suffik is on her, we can use her cheskas eishes ish. We stay with her chazaka de meikara. But when it comes to a sveika de dina, the din safik is in the din. Is he chaya for pater? So the gabe as safik, echu adin, how's the chazaka of the chayfetz going to change things? There, the din safik is on the din. Chaya of pater. So what are you going to do with this suffix? You're going to say that the object has a cheskes being in this guy's property or this guy's property. Not pitom, what is the object? Remember, you can only use the suffix if the chazaka of the object, if the object is the din suffix. So when it comes to a suffix in the mitzias, like suffix karvla, so who's the din suffix on the isha? She divorced or not? Ah! The suffix is on the Isha. The suffix in the Metzias, was it closer to closer to him? Goes on the Isha. Because that's just the oifen, whether it's closer to closer to him. The din suffix then goes on the Isha. So since it's on the Isha has a cheskas eishes ish. But when it comes to sveika de dina, there the din suffix is on the din, chayav or pater. We want to know whether he's chayav or pater, there's a suffix in the din. So what is the chazaka of the chayfetz that it belonged to Ploni or Almoni? How's that going to change the din? You can't use the chazaka of the chayfetz when the suffix is on the din. What's the din? You can only use the chazaka of the person when the suffix is on him. So the din suffix by the suffix mitzias of suffix karvla is in the isha. So you can use her chazaka. When it's a chazaka bedin, then you can't use the chazaka on the chayfetz, because that's not where the suffix is on. The suffix is on the din. That's the focus of the suffix. Is the din chay over pater? And the mele will apply to this case. Will apply to this chayfetz. But how can the chazaka of the chayfetz be machriya when the suffix is on the din, not on the chayfetz? That would be Pshat in the Rashbam, who's machalik between a suffix mitzi and a suffix bedin. That's all the Shita Saritva, who holds that since Vaday Nagua Tyrus Ba'adam, Dinam Kea Adam. The Tyrus definitely touched the person, and the person, the din suffix is on the person, is he Tar or not? You know the Tyrus touched. But now their tumah is going to be noveh from this person. So therefore the din safek is on the person. And if he has a cheskas tumah, then the object becomes tameh, even though the object had a cheskas taira, because the din safek is on the person. However, Rashi and Kedushin argues with this. And the Mirtz Hashem, we're going to see hopefully the Rashi in the next shir. And we're going to see continue in the flow of Smitaras Hashem. And Hashem should just give us life to keep going through these deep inyanim. It's Mamish Gishmak. Okay. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved.